what have you. The moon is inhabited. Sounds daft, doesn't it? You look up there, it looks like a desert. The views that you're given from NASA looks like a desert, is a desert. There's a lot of people on the moon. There's some of you people on the moon. Not that many. 5 or 6 thousand, it's not much. It's nothing compared to 8 billion, is it? Arcturus. Go and have a look at Arcturus. And various other places, domes, blue light. They come down and they get a lot of water from you. Picking up fresh water from the Earth is a very common function of UAPs. I use the modern term. And they keep tabs on you. Go back to where we were this morning. The Welsh Triangle. SOAS, the underwater submarine surveillance system. Hydrophones out in the Atlantic. You listen to the prop noise of submarines and ships. And everyone is different. It's like a signature. And you can plot the passage of a submarine, you hopefully pick it up. If it's a Russian submarine coming out of the Arctic, and you plot it, and you keep tabs on it, and you triangulate it. And if you're very clever and it's near a phone, you can actually hear Russian. That's why, if you probably notice on your films, if any submarine is under attack, everyone has to be very quiet. Because if the cook drops a pan on the floor, it goes off out through the water and carries a very long way and identifies that you're there. Nuclear submarines are quite noisy. The modern ones are quieter, but diesel submarines are quieter than nuclear submarines. I know a lot about submarines. And in Shag Harbour, if that means anything to you over there, Greenland, and they had Bristol Bride's Bay, the cables come ashore from the hydrophones, which are all over the North Atlantic. And you plot by triangulation from three microphones these signals of, and you keep tabs. Well, now it's an oceanographic system. It's moved on from where that was then. They have towed arrays behind ships, which are a couple of miles of sensors. And they have more sensitive systems and satellite systems. So the St. Bride's Bay system at Broadie was closed down. I was personally I was personally responsible for closing it down, because we wrote the Welsh Triangle, and it brought a lot of attention on the secret Russian, as a secret American oceanographic research station, which of course was just the listening station. All the Americans had to walk around in civilian clothes, and they weren't allowed to buy American cars. And if they got a parking ticket, they got shipped back to Virginia. It was rather amusing. And because I'd been sent down there to do a double task of writing this book for Granada, which was the first book in 1979 when it was published, and also I was reporting back to the Americans on what was going on. Five, thank you. That was very interesting. We had contact with the Nordics, and they could get into the base with their methods, and they could fiddle about with the computers, and I even took pictures of them. I don't know what we've been up to. If you want to know all this stuff, buy my books. I can't cover it all. Secret Life of a Spook, it's on Amazon. Quickly, questions. CERN, yes. Now, I worked for Birmingham University, and we used to interpret the data from CERN, tracing mesons in bubble chambers. I didn't work in Switzerland. What do I make of Atlantis? Well, Atlantis existed, didn't it? Along with Mu and the others, a great civilization. The early civilization was very megalithic, used natural things. If you look at the monuments, the boxes, as I call them, they're very, very precise. They're within 1 or 2 microns. The actual laser cut was that precise. The boreholes, that got all swept away, and I mean the word swept away, in the great flood, which is in all traditions, which took a huge amount of water and slurry over large parts of the earth. The earth moved on its axis slightly. That could have been a, how can I put it, military action from off-world. You have been in a war zone. Mars, death on Mars. Mars was destroyed. The Earth was radically impacted at that time. Quickly run through these. How do we know it's 8 billion? We don't know. It's just a survey. Dumbs. Deep underground military bases. Yeah, they've built all kinds of defensive mechanisms. There's the important ones like the seed banks up in the ice, just in case you're stupid enough to blow yourself up, which I've been trying to stop you doing for a long time, and hopefully such would successfully. Are we droids, meaning human beings? Blah, blah, blah. Well, sort of, yes. Some of you don't have souls. It was a great debate, wasn't it? It was a terrible thing when people went to Australia and the Christian church declared that Aborigines didn't have souls and therefore they were vermin. There was actually a head price on Aborigines at one time. Some people don't have souls. Some people have group souls. What is a soul? A soul is an electromagnetic... I know we're running on time. A soul is an electromagnetic etheric energy, which is your being. And it resides mostly in sort of your auric etheric area. And in the course of, which gets back to why are we here, a couple of questions, why are we here? You are here to evolve personally. This is your responsibility, not mine. My responsibility is to stop you blowing yourself up. And I mean it. I'm not looking after you, I'm looking after the planet. The biosphere, because after the generations and generations and generations, we need this place. You're not going to destroy it. Oh no, I'm sorry, we have the right to intercede. That's why we have patrols in exotic vacuum objects that are around on every single nuclear facility on this planet of a military nature and can cancel it like that. Like that. Turn it to pure iron. It doesn't work. But we do allow you to actually run experiments and to have tactical situations and to use ordinary ordnance weapons, like in Ukraine. 20,000 shells from the Russians every single day, 6,000 from the Ukrainians going the other way. It's awesome. This is not a civil war. This is a European war. It must be contained. It must be worked towards peace, whatever that means. Someone's got to pay for it to be rebuilt. It won't be the Russians. Don't think they're going to pay for it. It will become a no man's land. The danger, and I'll close on this, I know we're running out of time, the danger to you people, and Europe specifically, not you, in the Fortunate Islands, is 8 million Ukrainians are likely to leave Ukraine and move west in the next 6 months because they have no power, they have no heat, a living hell. And this is the kind of war that has been engineered over the decades. The Second World War was engineered. The First World War was engineered. The Crimea War was engineered. They are not happenstance. They are deliberately created because they make a huge amount of money for people who have no soul. And we are not allowed to stop them. They have the freedom, the right of self-determination. God help them. Thank you. Good night.